Okay. I click my heels 3 times and say there's no place like home, and at least for afternoon Seder, there's a Hashem back in Yeshiva. I've been waiting to speak about this Indian since last week. And really, it's an Indian which is Oilal HaPerek very much during this Tekufa. We're living in a period of time, especially in this country, but maybe in all the countries, for sure in all of the countries, where there's a lot of rules. A lot of rules. This happens to you, you got to do this. You have to stay home for 2 weeks. It's 12 days. It's 14 days. And you have to have this amount of tests. And this rules, and that rules, and this rules, and that rules. How bedafka do you have to be about keeping rules? It's a halachic issue. And it's an issue which really gets into a hashkafa of emes also. Halachically, you'll think it's funny, but it's really, it's a maisa shahaya. You know somebody who is Rav, is very, very big into Dina de Malchusa Dina, but in extreme fashion, to the extent that he holds that you're not allowed to speed on the highway, which is not so bad if you're driving locally or if you go on a road trip for like about an hour. But when you're driving from somewhere in the Midwest to the east coast of the United States, and it's a 14-hour trip or something like that, and you end up spending like 3-4 hours on the road with a bunch of screamy kids. So, do you go by the rules, or do you not go by the rules? Another case in point, which even that posek will agree to, happens every time I travel together with my wife and my family. Hasn't happened in a while. You get to the airport, and they start asking you all of these invasive questions. Did you pack that by yourself? Is this your bag? And sometimes some of the answers are, well, no, but I didn't pack every single thing in my bag. So my wife always says to me, you answer the questions. Because if they'll ask her, so she's going to say, no, I didn't pack them. Okay, so you're a terrorist. But my shot in the sugya is that when the guy said, did you pack the bag, he doesn't really care if you pack the bag. What he's asking you is, are you a terrorist? Do you have any reason to believe that there's something in your bag, or do you have any doubt that there's something in your bag that you may not be aware of? No. No. So the answer is no. Is it sheker? Halachically, everybody will tell you, not sheker. Sheker is that you're telling an untruth with the intent to deceive. And so what do you look at? Do you look at the rules, or do you look at the reason behind the rules? Which really gets into the hashkafic issue, which is the biggie in this week's parsha. It bothers everybody who ever learned Chumash with a little bit of thought, is that you have Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheba Avos, Yaakov Ish Tum. Tum is like, you know, almost square. Pashut. He's a Yashar. He's totally straight. Yoshev Aiholim. He's not the guy out in the field. He's the guy in the base medrash. Not too exciting. And yet, this Yaakov, who's the Bechir Sheba Avos, Ish Tum, Yoshev Aiholim, the Ish Emes, he's the one who steals the Bechir from Esav. He's the one who goes ahead and he tricks Yitzchak Avinu into giving him the brachas. So how's that square? Isn't that against the rules? Isn't there something wrong with that? He went out and he deceived his father, knowingly deceived his father, to go get the brachas, which his father did not want to give to him. Aye, but you'll say, listen, what would have happened? Esav would have gotten it. That would have been a catastrophe for world history. But is that right? Let our Kaddish Baruch Hu take care of world history. You just go by the rules. So is it right halachically? Is it right morally? And that really is the issue that the Netziv talks about in this week's parsha, Long Harchiv Davar. There are two of them, actually. We'll talk about one of them. That's a hemshech of what we talked about last week. Last week we talked about the Netziv, the famous Netziv, call it the controversial Netziv, where he basically says that Vayipol me'al ha-gomol, that Rivka fell off of the gomol and it was all providential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the relationship between Rivka and Yitzchak to be one where she would be entirely nispoil from him. She would feel that she wasn't worthy of him. She would have to cover her face with a veil. And therefore, she looked at her husband as being such an awe-inspiring figure that Hagam, that there was a love and there was a respect, but when it came to having a difference of opinion about who Esav was, she didn't have that confidence that she felt that she's going to be able to win the point and convince Yitzchak, you know, you got it wrong. She didn't have that confidence. And it was providential because of the fact that Hashem wanted a situation where Yaakov was going to have to steal a brachas. You hear that? He wanted that Yaakov was going to have to steal a brachas. Now why would he want that? Why would he want that Yaakov would have to steal the brachas? What's the maila in that? You're taking this ish emes and you're crumming him up. You having somebody who's like totally straight, he's got a chlorous straight cup. You know, you make him into so much of a London, you know, whatever it is, he's saying krumasvaras. Not real lundas, krumalundas. So what are you doing to poor Yaakov? There's the pashup shot, and then there's the pshat that Netziv says, which I think is really just an oimek of what the pashup shot is. The pashup shot is that Yaakov, who was the ish emes, he was the ish tom, yoshev ayholim, he was Mr. Straight, and this is the way that it is, and he's straight shooter and straight laced. Oftentimes people like that, you have to put them into a situation where they're going to be forced to look beneath the surface. That which superficially looks like honest and true, but when you put it in the bigger picture, it ends up being wrong. Superficially, how can you trick your father? But on a deeper level, if you don't trick your father, so then Esav is going to distort world's history and he's going to get something that he really shouldn't be giving. He shouldn't get that. So forget about the superficial truth and go with the deeper truth. The deeper truth supersedes. However, the Netziv says that it goes beyond that. The Netziv says over here, what Yaakov is really teaching you, and this is a very, very big yesod, and the point I want to make over here is the yesod basically telling that the Netziv says this to us. He says, don't try this at home. What Yaakov is telling you over here, what Yaakov is teaching us, and the reason that Hashem put Yaakov in this situation was that he wanted Yaakov to get training in something that we call an Avera Lishma. Doing an Avera Lishma. It goes like this. The Parsha over here, when it's talking about Rivka and Yaakov tricking Yitzchak, So Rivka says to Yaakov, listen to my plan. Go to the sheep. Take two good goats. Make it into food. Fine. Comes a Medrash, and the Medrash tells, why two goats? So the Midrash says, "Shnei gedaya izim toivim, Amar of Chalbay, toivim lecha v'toivim levanecha. They're good for you because you're going to get the brachas. V'toivim levanecha, and it's good for your children. Toivim lecha litol abrachas, v'toivim levanecha shal yedei shnei seirim yisrael meskaprim b'yom ha-kippurim. These two seirim are the seir la-Hashem and the seir la-Zazel." Frekton that said, what in the world does that mean? They have some kind of Xer Shava over here, Shnei Gdiim, Shnei Seirim. What does it have to do with the Sar La Zazel? Answers the Netziv, the Yisayt Atzum. There is no, it sounds almost Hasidish. He says, there is nothing in this world, even bad things, that does not have some good to it. Take the midah of anger, a terrible midah. We'll get to it in the Darim. But if you use it for the right thing, so it has some good to it. Atzlus. Terrible midah. You want to go to the movies, be an atzel. The good thing. Silliness. You can find that everything has some good to it. What about sheker? Says the Netziv, sheker also has some good to it. And that's exactly what we're learning over here from the Shnei Se'irim. The Sarala Azazel was worship of the dark side. Even worshipping of the dark side, put in its proper place, which is an Avera. But if it's done for the right reason, so there's something good to it. And over here, that's what Yaakov is teaching us also. Yaakov is teaching us that Hagam, that Sheker, is a terrible midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chosomai Emes. But Yaakov says, and Yaakov teaches us, and Yaakov rose to the level that where I have to lie, I have to use Sheker, which is an Avera, but I have to use it Lishma, that has its place in the world also. The Netziv points out, Rak Yesh Li Zoher, but be careful. Don't use this midah. Not just any Talmud Chacham. You have to be, you know, a Yaakov Avinu, of somebody of that caliber. Don't try it at home. Ubitzimtzum, and very sparingly. Shalay Yosef alatzerach. Avera lishma. Where do we see it? Avera lishma. Now, I remember a couple of times. I remember when I was growing up in Muncie, I was a teenager, later on in my teen years. So there was a Yid in Muncie, you call him a Yid, a massive Baal Meifes, a Hasidish Rebbe, the Ribnitzer Rebbe, Zechatzah Kodesh Levracha. Scary stories to tell about him. And once went to his house, they needed a minion. Got there about 4 o'clock, and just about, ready to start Kriya Shema, Shacharis. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I heard the Rosh Yeshiva tell a story about the Ribnitzer Rebbe. The Rosh Yeshiva was in Los Angeles. The Ribnitzer Rebbe at that time was also in Los Angeles. And somebody wanted a bracha for a chayla, and the Rosh Yeshiva sent him to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. The Ribnitzer Rebbe picked up the phone and said, there's no point to daven anymore. And they found out afterwards that the person had been nifter 1 minute before. I'll never forget how the Rosh Yeshiva told the story. So now I can't do that. I remember Rabbi Tversky, Zechut Tzadik Kashel Vracha, from Mishon's father. So one of the things he used to do, he used to go to the Amshinover in Bayit Vegan. The Amshinover, famous for many things. One of them is Hadlakas Neris for Chanukah. And we had two of his Kraven Mishpacha here in the Yeshiva at the time, the Kalishes. Surreal and Chuli and surreal. And I remember Rabbi Tversky came back the next day and he was all like beaming. He's like, he pushed lit Chanukah licht when it was already the morning. It was already the morning. So how do you do that? A couple of weeks ago we talked about Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, yeah, there's a whole group of people who are so into Kavana that they miss Man Tefillah. And a Maisa Tefillah without Kavanah is still a Maisa Tefillah. Here comes the Netziv, his successor in Volozhin, and apparently he says, that's for the average human being. But there's such a thing as a Rav Muvak. No one is going to tell you that the Ribnitzer is not the Ribnitzer, and nobody's going to tell you that the Amshinover is not the Amshinover. If you understand how to pick the spots, and to do something which is shaloyali but the hilchasa, because there's a deeper truth. So that has its room in Yiddishkeit also. And that's what the Netziv says over here. It's called an Avera Lishma. It's called an Avera Lishma. But don't try this at home. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's only for very, very special people. And that is what he says over here. That's what's going on with Yaakov Avinu. Lanias Daiti, a lot of people, I don't know who, but you know, the impression you certainly get from what the world says in the Netziv and the Shtickle by Yaakov Avinu is altogether different thing than what the Netziv is saying. People say over B'Shem and the Netziv, yeah, basically what Yaakov Avinu is supposed to do, he has to go with the deeper MS. And everybody should go with the deeper MS. And don't worry about lying, you go with the deeper MS. Look, sometimes you die in Shem Echichais, end up being a die in Echichais because of the fact that you have a certain situation. Sometimes when you say you didn't pack your bag, what you really mean is, I'm not a terrorist. But that's not what the Netziv is talking about over here. That's not Navera Lishma. That's not Navera Bechla. That's 100% Emes. And if you're the idiot who goes and tells the LL baggage guy and says, no, I didn't pack the bag, so then you're the chakra. Because you're going to miss your flight, and you're going to mess up your family, and you're going to mess up everybody else, and you're distorting the whole thing. You're messing up the system. That's not Avera Lishma. Avera Lishma is something for very, very special people. It's for the Yaakov Avinus of the world. The people who have such a deep understanding of what's happening in the world that they can go Shalaya Liba de Hilchasa because of the fact that you're going to have a greater good. And he says, and Yaakov Avinu even got messed up because of it. He says, like, take a look at the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Esav was Vayitzak Tzaka Gedola Umara, Esav screamed out a loud, a bitter cry. Because of that, Yaakov Avinu was punished, and his grandson, Mordechai HaTzadik, also screamed out, Sa'aka G'dayl Omara. Frek the Netziv, I don't understand. What about Yitzchak? Only because Esav, you know, screamed out that he got punished? What about tricking Yitzchak? Answers the Netziv, he brings a Gemara with Yoel. When you do an Avera Lishma, it's got to be totally Lishma. But if you have any kind of geschmack out of it, out of the fact that you did this Avera, any personal benefit, you get punished for it. And Yaakov had no geschmack in the fact that he had to trick his father. That was disgusting to him. But when Esav kvetched, when Esav lost, there was epis amashahu of, you know, okay, fine, I won the game over here, you know, slam dunk. That little tipa of a feeling, okay, fine, that good feeling that he had, that was enough to take the Avera Lishma and say, okay, it'll change world history. But you're going to get punished for it. Because in order to operate on that level, it has to be absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's what we learn from Yaakov. And so that's what the Netziv says over here. He had to trick Yitzchak, because he wanted to raise Yaakov to the level, he gave him an Isayin, where he was able to bring himself to the Madrega, that he could even do an Aveir Lishma. Same as the Sar Mishtaleach, same as something which otherwise is unsavory, it's much, much deeper than just saying something which outwardly is false, because you're really telling the truth. And that's the message of Yaakov Avinu. One of the things that learning does for you, maybe the thing that learning does for you, in a rational type of a way, not changing all the alamis el yainim and bring Shefa Kedusha to the world and all of that, but on a rational level, what learning does for you is it teaches you to be a straight thinker. It teaches you to be a straight thinker, and it teaches you to be a deep thinker. The only way to do that is to go through sugyas one after the other and exhaustively, not to give up with a tremendous tenacity, a tremendous, you know, malus, to hold on to all the details, to organize all of the details, to see the differences between certain details, and to come up with pshatim, deep pshatim, and may I say beautiful pshatim, because once they're deep, so then there's juice. Beautiful pshatim, deep pshatim, straight pshatim. And that teaches you how to think in every avenue in life. You want to be a good lawyer? You want to get better training than, you know, Gemara in the Darim, Bav Basra, Bav Metzia, whatever it is. You want to be a doctor? I'm not suggesting anything to anybody. But it works. And that comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the Ish Emes. Yaakov Avinu started off Ish Tam Yeshev Eholim. He was a Yasher. He was straight. But over here, we up the ante a little bit. We up the ante to the point that his straightness and his Avonah of Emes was so strong that he could even do something which the Netziv calls Aveir Lishma. Something that you can't do. But if you're holding on that Madrega, even if it's off, your straightness, you're being in touch with what's really true, what's really right, you get the ability to do that. Be'ezras Hashem, day by day, week by week, we should all be zeicha to hone our own midas emes and our amkus and amkus ha-Torah, amkus ha-havan of everything in life. And be'ezras Hashem, Masa Yigev Maisel, Maisa Avoisai, to come closer and closer to the levels of the Yavis and the level of Emes of Yaakov Avinu. Have a good Shabbos. It's good to be back. Okay.